You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. And again, don't forget that any of the interviews that we have here on the program, you can always go back to our YouTube channel as well. Shane, sorry, that means you'll be on the camera as well. So good to see you.
Fantastic. Yeah, good to see you, Chad.
Shane is from Four Seasons Gulf of Wausau and one of the terrific partners that we have with our WXCO holiday giveaway. And we're going to give you an opportunity to win a gift card from Shane and Four Seasons Golf a little bit later in the program, but get a chance to chew the fat. Number one, I wanted to mention, being in front of a microphone is not unusual for you, is it?
It is not.
Long time ago, you actually were in front of a WXCO microphone.
I was. I did wrestling commentary.
That was a long time ago, wasn't it already?
It doesn't seem like that long ago, right?
But when you think about it.
It was quite a while ago.
Absolutely. So you know a little bit about pride that we have in covering high school sports here on the radio
as well. Yeah, you guys do a great job.
Let's talk about Four Seasons, because I know that it's been something of a passion project for you for a while here, and you're in the midst of growing. Talk a little bit about the whole road. Where did it start?
Yeah, it's been absolutely crazy. I think, as you know, I was in education for 20 years, and then after leaving education, I did some sales. I've always had aspirations of owning my own business. You know, I had a few ideas of what I wanted to do, pass some of that stuff along to my wife, and a lot of it was, you're crazy. You know, we're not doing that. The indoor golf simulator business at that time was really booming. And I thought, well, if I don't do that here in the Wausau area, somebody's going to come by and most certainly do that. So that was the avenue we went down, opened up the indoor facility in Rib Mountain there. We had four indoor golf bays. It was absolutely awesome. It was great. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you learn as you go and you start a business. There's a lot of bumps and bruises along the way, but it was such a great experience. Really, the reason for expansion and the reason for what we're doing now is, in that place, we were open 6 months a year, then closed down 6 months a year. Right. And the hard part about that is we were leasing the place, you know, so you're still making payments and doors are closed. So I took a leap of faith and said, let's go try to do something bigger and better. So now we're in the midst of construction, looking to open here late winter, early spring. Mm-hmm. We are adding 20 outdoor top tracer bays. So we've got the high nets. We've got the full driving range. Those will be heated bays, so they'll be year-round. We'll be able to run a lot more corporate events. We'll be able to do tournaments, leagues. We'll be able to do lessons. We're looking at some of the youth stuff as well, doing some youth lessons, maybe even some tournaments for them. There's just so much more opportunity. And it's not just from the golfer standpoint. It's more even from just an entertainment standpoint, adding something to the Wausau area that we feel is much needed. And so, yeah, we're extremely excited. This is going to be awesome. I mean, if anybody's been to a Top Golf, this is the exact same technology. Top Tracer and Top Golf are partners. And so anybody that's been to one of those, that's exactly what we're putting in.
I was going to ask you that as part of this business, the technology doesn't stand still, does it?
It is unreal. There are updates that probably come out most often weekly, Sunday nights, where they're pushing them through to the computers. And there's always new games. There's always new activities. It never stops. We, on the other side of it, right, so we're on the customer's end, right, when we hear customers and what they want. So we're constantly going back to Top Tracer or Full Swing and saying, hey, have you thought about this? Have you thought about league management software? Have you thought about adding something where somebody can come in and play against a PGA golfer and throw some background noise in there and stuff?
Right.
So they're constantly working on bigger and better. It's absolutely crazy.
Again, we're talking to Shane Sari of Four Seasons Golf of Wausau, one of our terrific partners here for the WXCO Holiday Giveaway. Going back to something that's been kind of a common theme here when I've been talking to folks involved here, entrepreneurs, the idea of going out on your own. And I've said this to others as well, the incredible respect to have it where you take your own destiny into your own hands, but at the same time, you do have to have the support, and I think you touched on it, the support of your family to follow your dreams. This is maybe a hard question, but and I've kind of tried to talk about it with others as well. If you knew then what you know now, would you still have done it? Because one thing I've noticed is there are so many things that you probably didn't even know about when you first started the process and that you've had to kind of cross these bridges and keep going in that forward direction.
Yeah, I don't even know if I know what I don't know now. Like,
right.
it's one of those things where every day there's something new that comes up. And the what's the old saying? Scared money doesn't make money.
Right.
Right. And it is extremely taxing. It's extremely stressful. You're putting your entire life, you're putting everything that you have out there for a dream. Mm-hmm. But that's why we do it. Right. I mean, and it's day to day. It's difficult. But I guess to answer your question, yes, I would do it mm-hmm. again. Going through this process of not knowing what this leap was going to be, from going from the four indoor bays to mm-hmm. this whole entire facility with a full bar. We're going to have food yeah. options. We've got 20 outdoor bays. I'm not so sure I would do this one again, but it is. It's been awesome. It really has been.
I saw an Instagram video recently where it's like standing out. You know? Yeah. I mean, I imagine some of the scary times are when you know the project, you're on that road, but you get out there and it's still just sort of a shell.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, you're taking a calculated risk, right? I mean, you talk to the right people and you look at where these top tracer ranges are opening across the country. You try to look at success rates. You try to look at trying to save a dollar here or there, right. But you still want the end user and that customer experience to be the best of the best, right? That's mm-hmm. that's what gets them back through the door when they come in and they realize this place is awesome. Mm. This is great. But you don't know any of that till you open your door, right? And right. so we're in the midst of you know, marketing plans and putting stuff out there so people can get excited about what we're doing. Mm-hmm. I really think this is just it's a really good fit for the Wausau area. I mean, if you look at the Wausau area, we've got, what, 7 or 8 golf courses, yeah. and none of them have closed. We've got plenty of golf enthusiasm around here. But then mm-hmm. on top of it, just from that standpoint of, hey, we need something to do on a Friday night. Mm-hmm. We want something to do on a Saturday. We want to bring the family out. Or, mm-hmm. you know, I've got some buddies. We don't know what to do.
Let's have some fun.
let's just go have some fun.
We will have more with Shane Sari of Four Seasons Golf of Wausau and also give you that chance to win a gift card from Four Seasons as well in just a little bit. But coming up, we have the top of the hour news update and a whole bunch more. It is Wednesday morning, the 24th. It is Christmas Eve. Glad you could spend part of it with us here on the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It is the WXCO Morning Report here on Christmas Eve. I'm Chad Holmes along with Ian Welch, continuing to talk to Shane Sari, who is the owner of Four Seasons Golf of Wausau. He's one of our partners for the WXCO Holiday Giveaway, a chance to a win coming up a little bit later in the program. But continuing our conversation with Shane, golf really is a sport for all ages.
That's exactly right. And you see that at every course. You know yeah. what I mean? Like I drop my kids off to, they want to go with their buddies. And
right.
so then you've got a foursome of 14, 15, 16 year olds out there. And sometimes you even see younger. And right. then the group right behind them could be 74, 75, 76 year olds going out. So yeah. it is one of those activities that spans all age groups. And the one thing that about our place that's even probably a little bit better, there's that intimidation factor, right, of going to do something yeah. if you're new at it or you don't really know a lot about it, and then you go up to the tee box, right, you're like, oh, we got a tee time. You go up to the tee box, people are looking yeah. at you, ball goes 50 yards, you got to go hit it again. Well, at Four Seasons, you're in your bay
yep.
and if the ball goes 225 yards or if it goes 25 yards, nobody cares,
right?
It's literally It's for all ages and all people, regardless of ability level. And that's what I really love about our plan. It's a place to go and just get away for a little bit.
Let's talk about, again, the plan, because we kind of touched at the beginning. This advancement will be open up sometime in early 2026 as you continue. Yep. I mean, yep. there's a little flexibility here moving forward. Again, where is this going to be located?
Just for folks. So we're going to be down in Cedar Creek area yep. in Rothschild. We're going to be right behind the Patriots Center. So okay. north side on the back side of that. So mm-hmm. there's the Holiday Inn and the Stony Creek right there.
Right.
That road that goes between those, it basically runs right into our new facility.
That is fantastic. And again, the other aspect that's so interesting, you said it you're expanding even beyond the golf aspect. There's going to be a lot more there as well.
Yes, there are. So that's, I mean, we're keeping the four indoor simulators. That just brings a different aspect. The sims are number one entertainment. We've got 13 other simulated sports that go with that. Oh. So you can come in and play. I mean, you could have a kid's birthday party there and play dodgeball. You can play basketball. You can kick field goals. There's all kinds of different sports that are associated with that. Obviously, the golf is the biggest.
Right.
But that's not to say that you can't take a Friday night, take the family out, and go kick field goals, you know, right, and go have fun. But then on top of it, we are going to have a full bar. We're adding food, and then the 20 outdoor heated bays. I mean, it's a one-stop shop for pure entertainment.
Have you figured out what your specialty is going to be with the food yet? You got to have a specialty.
Yeah, you know, maybe it's the fairway curds.
There you go.
Or the bunker bites, you know, something like that. We are continuing to work on that.
You got the world-famous Arnold Palmer drink. You got to figure out some specific Central Wisconsin drink with a golf trip there.
Couldn't agree more.
There you go. I won't even charge you for that great idea. I mean, fantastic.
Thanks, Chad. I appreciate it.
No, it's all good. I guess I should have asked you beforehand. Is Four Seasons open right now?
So our lease was up, and you know, with all new construction, obviously there's things that come up. Our initial timeline was going to be opening in January here, coming up, and there's some things that come up, you know, along the way, and you get pushback
no
and stuff.
Kidding,
but we were going to renew the lease, but we thought, well, if we're going to get in at a decent time in a new place, that lease had run out. So we are currently right now closed at the Rib Mountain location, and everything's getting moved and transferred over to the new location.
And for people that want to keep an eye on, because again, you said it's a little bit in flux with any construction, what's the best way for them to keep in touch or to keep updates on when you do have specifics on when you're going to be opening up or any other information about Four Seasons Golf of Wausau?
That's such a great question, Chad. So yeah, if people are wondering, we do a lot of updates on our social media sites, Instagram and Facebook. So get out there and follow and like
us. Cool videos, as I said. I like that video.
Yeah. No, we're trying to get out there, mainly just updates on the place. And I just got off the phone with our new point of sale system. The guy that's running that, it's called Sweet Spot. They're out of Sweden, of all places. But I was just on the phone with them, and we have now finalized how we're going to be running gift cards. So gift cards will be available on our website. So people can go out there to fourseasonsgolfofwausau.com. That should be updated, I think, by the end of this week, early next week. So if you're looking for a stocking stuffer, I can't think of one better thing to do is to give an experience.
The thing that we're looking forward to coming up in just a few minutes, and I know the phones will be ringing because this is a very, very cool, I think, prize. You're going to be providing us a gift card yourself, aren't you?
We are, yeah. So when they call in, they're going to be looking to, I guess, compete or figure out how they're going
to
get
that. They'll be able to go over to the new place and be able to really put their toe in the water, you know, for lack of a better term, and really experience what you're going to have to offer, which is so much more coming to the new location.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I can't wait to see who the winner is and get them in there. And
probably someone you know, right?
Yeah, it probably is going to be. But you know, hopefully they can get in and
someone new.
Bring some friends and family
Absolutely.
As well. And we're really just, at this point, Chad, we're just really looking forward to getting those doors open.
I can imagine. I mean, the hardest part is the, you know, waiting here to get all this done. But Shane, again, really great respect for you taking the jump into this business and continuing to grow. And again, I think you hit it on the head. This is an area that loves their golf, and to be able to come in and have a lot of fun and experience golf, whether it's in the winter or whether it's at night when it's afterwards, and then have great food and have a great time with friends. I would certainly encourage everybody to check out the new Four Seasons Golf of Wausau when it opens up. It'll be one of the great things in 2026. So.
Well, I appreciate your time, Chad, and I appreciate everything that you do for the Wausau area, just from the sports standpoint, but giving us an opportunity to get out on the radio here as well.
Well, I'm going to say as well, when you're ready to open up, we're going to get you back on here and really let you talk about it more, because I imagine when you have it all set up and ready to roll, that you're going to have even more information that you can share with the listeners as well.
So. I absolutely love it. I look forward to coming back.
Absolutely. Shane Sari again, Four Seasons Golf of Wausau. thanks again, and best of luck. And you know, over the next number of weeks here.
Yep.
Keep the fingers crossed. Everything goes very smoothly.
Thanks a lot, Chad. I appreciate it.
And don't forget, again, coming up in just a few minutes, we will open up those phone lines and give you a chance to win that gift card to experience Four Seasons Golf of Wausau. That's coming up in our next segment. With Ian Welsh, I am Chad Holmes. It is the WXCO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXCO. Good Christmas Eve. It is Wednesday, the 24th day of December of 2025. Right now, overcast skies, 25 degrees in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. Along with Ian Welsh. Ian, happy Christmas Eve.
Happy Christmas Eve, Chen.
Yeah, it's almost there. I mean, there's so
it's
many things.
It's crazy how fast the holidays just fly by around here.
This the year has gone by so quickly. It has.
You know,
it's, indeed. We're down to the final week of 2025 and start looking forward towards 2026 and hopefully a very good year. Lots of family activities coming up here in today or tomorrow and even some in the weekend. In fact, my kind of Christmas family celebration won't be till Sunday because everybody else has their own little individual events, and we all get together on Sunday up in Minocqua, actually. What are your plans for Christmas?
Well, my brother and sister came up from Madison, and I knew we were going to have a nice Christmas dinner, have the traditional opening of presents. It's always nice to have the big family Christmas at the home. And then this weekend, we'll go down to the Burlington and Racine area and visit my mom's side of the family. We always have a little get-together that we do like a couple of days after Christmas, and it's just we get together, have some awesome food, and this year will be a really special treat because we get to watch the Packer game together, so it's going to be a lot of high energy and a lot of excitement, so it should be a good Christmas.
Do you have Peacock?
My family doesn't have Peacock, but I know that my mom's family has all the streaming services.
All right. So
hopefully Peacock is one of them.
Because for folks out there, the Packer game on Saturday night against the Baltimore Ravens is on Peacock. It's not on television. So I have Peacock. So
just be aware of that, people.
Again, the game is going to be on Peacock. I can only imagine the folks that don't have it.
Yeah, that's gonna
are going to
be
very upset on on Christmas weekend to have this. And in fact, tomorrow there are three games on Christmas Day. And they're all on streaming services. I know two are on one and one's on another. I know they're on streaming services. I do not have because I only have Peacock and I have Paramount Plus, and that's it.
Just for the record, it's the Cowboys and the Commanders at noon, and the Lions and the Vikings at 3:30, and the Broncos and the Chiefs at 7:15 tomorrow. So it'll be a big day for football.
Yeah, but not on TV, but on streaming not on services. TV. So it's I know that we are in the streaming era, but at the same time, I just think that, man, having these games.
Everybody's going to be checking their phones and just having them on them.
Yeah, and a holiday to have all these games not be available over the air is something that's, yeah. So the primetime game between the Chiefs and the Broncos is on Amazon. The other two games are on NFLX. What does that mean? I don't even know what that
means.
I'm
not familiar with that one. That must be
what the heck is going on here? This is nuts. Okay. Yeah. Merry Christmas, everybody, from the National Football League. Because we want to get a little bit more money. Ho, ho, ho.
Jeez.
Put some coal in your stocking, people. We're the NFL. We will do whatever we want to do. Gee whiz. Know what we're going to do? We're going to be Santa Claus ourselves.
Yeah.
Let's do our final WXCO holiday giveaway. We talked to Shane Sari from Four Seasons Gulf of Wausau, and we're going to give you a chance to win a gift card from Four Seasons, because right now they're not open. They are going to be opening up their new expanded facility sometime in early 2026. We will have Shane will be sending you the gift card, so we're going to have you call in. You'll give us your information, and then they will mail you the gift card. So what caller number should we take here, Ian?
Let's see. Let's make it an interesting number. Let's do a caller number 7.
Oh, lucky 7 here.
Lucky number 7 before we go into Christmas.
All right. So, yep, if you want to be the winner here of a gift card from Four Seasons Gulf of Wausau, 715-814-9330. 715-814-9330. We will take caller number 7 for your chance to win here with the WXCO Holiday Giveaway. So 715-814-9330. We would like you to be that big winner, courtesy of Four Seasons Gulf of Wausau. We'll come back with one more segment at 8:22 here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning once again, everyone. 26 degrees here in downtown Wausau, live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. The time is 8:23 here on Christmas Eve. Weather-wise for today, cloudy skies, 35 degrees, so not too bad if you have some travel plans, if you're heading to your family get-together. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 21. Christmas Day itself, mostly cloudy and a high of 29 degrees. Thursday night, slight chance of a wintry mix and then freezing rain likely, a low of 24. Friday, a chance of rain and freezing rain, then rain, turning cloudy and a high of 36. And for the weekend, mostly cloudy on Saturday, high of 37 degrees. And on Sunday, a slight chance of snow and windy and a high of 25 degrees. So, for the most part, the weather for the travel folks is not going to be too bad. I would say if you can avoid Christmas morning travel, that might be actually not Christmas Day, the day after Christmas, Friday Christmas early. The freezing rain is basically before 9 a.m., then a chance of rain for the rest of the morning and cloudy in the afternoon. So don't go really, really early on Friday morning if you're going to travel.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Ian Welsh across the way. Chad Holmes with you as well here as we wrap up our work week, because we will be office starting a little bit later on today. Yep. You can keep your radio right here. We're going to step away from the talk about the news and the Trumps and all that good stuff. We're going to put that all to the side starting later this morning. I think it's 11 o'clock after Matinee on air that we start our Christmas music extravaganza. Music and holiday favorites throughout the rest of your Christmas Eve, all day, all night on Christmas, and then all day and all night even on Friday. So you can stay in the spirit of the season for the next, 2.5 days.
Absolutely.
Here on 98.9 WXCO. You can tune in on the app as well and really enjoy it as you get your family, get together, have the radio on in the corner, and play all the terrific Christmas tunes. Is there a favorite Christmas song that you have? Is there one that you like the best?
Well, I do have a few of them, but I think that my all-time favorite Christmas song has to be Feliz Navidad.
Ah, so we'll go with the Spanish.
Oh, it's such a fun song.
Feliz Navidad.
Yep, that's a good song.
Very, very good indeed.
Do you have a favorite?
I wish you a very Merry Christmas.
It's a classic.
It's a, it has that sort of an emotional tinge to it as well. So I
absolutely,
and I think, Rudolph is always just a favorite. I mean, doggone it. Just, especially when Burl Ives sings it.
Oh my God. She's one of my favorite Christmas singers.
Yep. So Burl Ives, terrific. All right. So, I hope, and again, for all you folks out there, we appreciate that you tune in the mornings, and we appreciate the support that we get from all of you. As we continue through another year, as we get close to the end of 2025 and head towards 2026. And really do hope that everybody out there has a wonderful holiday weekend. It's hopefully be a nice long one. And whenever you do get together with your family and friends, that you are able to celebrate and think of the good things that are part of our lives here in North Central Wisconsin, and try to spread some real Christmas cheer as you go around here this weekend.
And thank you for everyone who participated in our holiday giveaway contest. All your phone calls were appreciated, and we gave away some really awesome prizes from Mullins Cheese, ISO Games, Forward to Health, and so many others. It really means a lot that you help participate in our contest, and we want to thank all of our sponsors who were a part of this as well, because if we didn't have the sponsors, we couldn't do stuff like this. So Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to all of you and to all the sponsors out there who helped make this contest possible.
Absolutely. Hey, and if you weren't a winner in our holiday contest, you could be a winner tonight, because you could talk about a perfect Christmas gift. The Powerball jackpot is now up to $1.7 billion tonight. Could you imagine on Christmas Eve winning a Powerball jackpot worth $1.7 billion?
That would be the ultimate Christmas gift right there.
About then you can really be Santa Claus. You can be Santa Claus every day for the rest of your life if you get $1.7 billion. So, I may have to go. I mean, I never buy tickets. I always say, well, maybe I should go buy
one. Powerball?
I never go and buy tickets. Never. I shouldn't say never. I mean, I can't remember the last time. I always say, I probably should go get one. And then, I don't get one. Maybe there'll be a Christmas miracle for me.
I'll throw you just for the fun of it.
There you go. So $1.7 billion today for the Powerball jackpot.
Yeah.
Also, don't forget, if you want your kids to know where Santa Claus is, the NORAD Santa Tracker is up and running. They can track Santa Claus as he moves across the globe at noradsanta.org. So for the kids, you can check that out.
Santa's getting ready for the big night.
All right, and let's wrap it up with our number for the day quiz.
Last one for last week. We got a few more before.
Yeah, we got next week for 2025.
Let's do a Christmas Eve one.
There you go. Hey, here on Christmas Eve, what percentage of Americans finish their holiday shopping today? So what percentage of Americans finish their holiday shopping today?
Okay.
Your choices are 20%, 30%, or 40%?
You know what? Well, I'm going to say final answer. I'm going to say 40%. Final answer, I'm going with the biggest number two.
You think a lot of folks finish up their holiday shopping on Christmas Eve. Well, not quite that much. 20%.
Oh, the smallest number.
Well, you're still 1 for 3, so you got a passing grade for the week. Ian, have a wonderful Christmas with your family.
You too, Chad. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, everybody.
And we'll be back on Monday morning, but keep it right here all weekend long on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.